Kevin Harlan here. Tomorrow night, 5:30 Eastern, the NBA on Prime crew is back as the Emirates NBA action heats up from Vegas for a thrilling semifinals doubleheader. Then on Tuesday night, December 16th at 8:30 Eastern, the last two teams standing will square off in the championship game for a shot at the cup, bragging rights, and a place in NBA history. And Prime is your exclusive home for it all. Not a Prime member? Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details. Don't miss the thrilling conclusion of the Emirates NBA Cup live from Las Vegas, starting with the semifinals tomorrow only on Prime.
Einsteigen, aufdrehen, losfahren. Mit dem neuen Volkswagen T-Roc bist du bereit für den großen Auftritt. Selbstbewusst und voller Power. Du steigst ein? Keine Kompromisse. Nur du und der Moment. Alles passt. Dein Sound, dein Drive, dein T-Roc. Rockt. Der neue T-Roc.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at Geico.com.
Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. Coming up on today's extravaganza, Christie's saving 6 minutes. Plus, Donnie Baker calls in and what's a tittle? Right after Donnie's Halloween tips.
Hey man, it's Donnie Baker. You know one of the coolest things about Halloween is jack-o'-lanterns. But carving one, man, ain't as easy as you think. That's why so many of them look stupid, and I'd say it right to their face. But since I probably know more about stabbing giant fruit than anybody I know of, I thought I'd give a few tips to help you get started. First, man, this ain't like building a snowman where you can add boobs or a Log Johnson.
Yeah.
So you gotta think other ways to get people's attention.
Right.
You'll need to use your imagination, and nothing fires up the old brainstorm like chugging a PBR before you start.
Mm-hmm.
I swear to God it does. Mm-hmm. First rule of thumb, never let a little kid handle a knife.
Right.
Unless he seems to know what he's doing, or he's done time in juvie. Or if he watches a lot of martial arts films, then he's probably cool.
Oh, yeah.
Next, using an ice cream scooper makes it easy to clean out the gooey guts of the pumpkin. Everybody knows it. And this also helps if you want to pack gut balls to store in the freezer until Halloween night. Then you can whip them at the houses of any cheap asses and hand out Necco wafers, candy corn, or other clearance table crap, Mitchell. Don't be afraid to use real people as a model for your jack-o'-lantern.
Mm-hmm.
For example, if you know some skank with triangle eyes and three gaps in her teeth, but half your work's already done anyways, the sad part is, well, that describes like four women Scotty Winkler used to date. I swear to God it does. And of course, man, you don't have to carve just faces at all. I mean, there's no rule that says you can't carve words into a pumpkin. You got rights.
Sure.
Just imagine, man. You're coming up on a dark walk on a Halloween night, and waiting by the front door on the porch is a giant pumpkin giving off an eerie glow.
Mm-hmm.
And you can just barely make out the gruesome and ghoulish words through the fogs, because carved into the pumpkin it says, boat for sale. I mean, that's the kind of thing that would make anyone whiz on themselves. I swear to God it would. Oh, and after Halloween, when it's time to throw your jack-o'-lantern away, save the lids to them. They make great air hockey paddles. I swear to God they do. I gotta go.
Now, some more Bob and Tom. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
We've been rejoined by Christy Lee after her
dramatic move.
Hiatus. Christy moved from about a mile away from your other house.
Yeah, but it saves me 6 minutes driving time. That's great. To work every day.
6 minutes, huh?
Yeah.
Wow, what are you
going
to do?
Does make
with
a difference.
That? Yeah.
It does.
It doesn't make
yes,
a difference.
Yes, it does.
Oh, yeah, it
grow
does.
Up. It's 6 minutes.
If you can sleep an extra 6 minutes, believe me, it makes a difference.
Yeah, you could sleep an extra 6 minutes and come in at 6:06.
That would be addressed to me, I believe.
No. In the words of Greg Hahn, I hate it here. What's the hurry? Why would I come in 6 minutes
Oh,
early?
Wait a minute. If you could sleep in extra, yeah, never mind. In the meantime, we do turn to the news desk. Christy, what do you got going on over there?
Women in China can now rent so-called shopping boyfriends at malls.
Really?
Initially a promotion for International Women's Day, malls in China are continuing to offer rental services in which men can be hired for between 15 and 30 cents per hour.
What?
What?
Yeah.
Well, if you want
what?
Them to
men wearing
brush
suits.
Their teeth in the last year, you pay the $15.
Apparently stand on display in or near giant decorated frames waiting to be chosen. The rental companions not only accompany women while they shop, but also offer advice, carry bags, hold conversations, take photos, and share a meal at the food court.
It's like running a gay guy.
Physical contact is prohibited.
What?
What?
Interesting.
Hey, you've got someone who's going to pretend they're interested in your shopping stuff, take pictures,
I
chat with you.
I would hate to shop with my boyfriend. Why would you want that?
That's what I'm saying. It's not with a boyfriend. It's because your boyfriend, he's going to want it. If it was a boyfriend, you'd pay him and he'd go sit on the bench looking at his phone.
Yeah, I'm not a, well.
Do you see what this, read the description again. He's going to be
He accompanies
chatting.
Women while they shop, offers advice, carries bags, holds conversations, takes photos, and shares a meal.
I stand by my, this is your gay friend.
That's a tough one.
Yeah, I don't understand, but I guess in China it's a big deal.
It's like renting a selfie stick that is friendly and pretends he's interested in your store. Oh, tell me more about your sister. That was so exciting.
Do you pretend to have a boyfriend when you put these pictures up on social media? Is that it?
I'm not sure about that. But
man, for 15 or 30 cents an hour, why wouldn't you just rent six of them? Have a
yeah,
whole team
no
of
joke.
Guys walking behind you carrying all your bags?
Right.
Like a Kardashian. Pretty soon they'd be bitching about your ass and stuff. Well, those probably were took all morning to get into. In Chinese, of course. My gay Chinese.
They're not known
really
for having big asses in China, I don't know.
Well, but still, they'd be gossiping about your ass. Just stereotyping, probably.
Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
Hey, Mom and Tom, it's Donnie Baker.
Hey, Donnie, how are you?
And I don't believe this.
Why?
Chicks don't have to go all the way to some mall in China to rent a boyfriend. They can rent me to be their boyfriend right here and right now.
No. U.S. of A?
Why
no
would
kidding.
They do that?
I've been renting myself out for years to chicks, Christy. I know I've kept it a secret from you.
Right.
I swear to God.
How does it work?
They'll offer all kinds of boyfriend experiences, Tom, with different kinds of rates and prices.
Really?
It depends on what kind of experience the lady's looking for. I mean, if she wants the new boyfriend experience where I pick her flowers, do some nature walk, maybe appetizers, then take her out to the fair, win you a Def Leppard mirror, maybe share a corn dog and lemon shake up. Yeah. Then we make out in your driveway for a couple minutes for our phone.
What's
up.
That
That'll
cost?
Run you $300.
$300?
But if you want the real boyfriend experience where I go over to your place, play Xbox, eat all your Funyuns while I send you out for more beer and Fireball, that'll be about $50 the first hour and $20 for each additional.
I have to pay you to do that?
That's a real boyfriend.
Uh-huh. Yeah, not just any dude can do this either, Christy. Mm-hmm. And don't be getting any ideas, Josh.
All right.
I cornered the market on this. You know, I mean, all you got to do is talk to them. Make them feel secure so they have a nice evening. A lot of these chicks are feeling insecure about having to rent a boyfriend in the first place. You got to know how to sweet talk them and put them at ease. Like this chick who rented me out the other night to go with her nephew's bar mitzvah.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
She was all like, oh, you're probably embarrassed to be seen with me, ain't you, Donnie? It's like, hell no. Why would you think that? I get rented out by ugly chicks all the time. Swear to God.
Oh.
Now, at least you got all your fingers and your toes, and your lazy eyes hardly noticeable. I mean, before the lights come on at last call.
Oh, jeez.
Now, if a chick wants to rent me to be her boyfriend for a wedding,
mm-hmm.
where I got to get all suited up and wear a cummerbund, memorize a bunch of poems, and lies about how we met and what Nicole's favorite ice cream is and how her first cat was named Scraps.
Oh, that's gonna
I mean, if she expects me to sit around and laugh at a bunch of her friend's husband's lame jokes and how they just shot six over par that day or how they were still icing their Yeti after 2 weeks, you know, before dragging me out to the dance floor to do the Macarena or Mambo 5, that's going to cost her a pretty penny.
How much?
Yeah, how much is that?
Open bar would be $700 for the night.
Oh, wow.
Cash bar would be $900. Some crazy religious wedding with no bar, that'd be $3,000 or market price.
Okay.
Swear to God. I'll say it like this, ladies, if you get us a threesome, though, with one of the hot bridesmaids, I'll waive all my fees for the entire night.
Really?
They only charge you for the magnums and the gas station boner pills. Swear to God. You ever tried those, Josh?
I haven't.
Man, they last forever.
Yeah.
the reason why the best boner pills are sold at Marathon.
Hey, Donnie.
Uh-huh.
I'm sorry I mentioned it. Now, we have a lot to get to here. We were last talking about, what, the wife carrying contest and in Maine, and then the winner of that is going to go to the international wife carrying.
The big show. One's in Finland, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Well, good luck to you. But you win the woman's weight in beer and in money?
You win the woman's weight in beer and five times the woman's weight in cash.
Wow. Yeah. That's huge. I'll have to dig up the figures.
So five times, so let's say 140. 140
well,
times
on the
five.
Heavy end, yeah. That's $700, right?
Yeah.
Something like that.
Oh.
Not bad.
140 pounds of beer. Do they measure that in cans and bottles and
or just liquid
keg?
Weight,
what?
Yeah.
Liquid?
No, they just come in bladders.
I mean, if 10 pounds, is it, if it's 150 pounds of hundreds, you've got some serious cash here.
Wait a minute.
No, no.
That.
It's nuts. I thought it was the number.
It is.
You're saying that.
Oh.
No, it is. He's just being
I thought
silly.
It was her weight in money.
You're being contrary.
Well, what if they paid you in nickels?
Yes, it is her weight in money.
But not.
So, like dollars so or
like
whatever.
This is like a story problem.
It's not how much the money weighs.
But I mean, 150 pounds of $100 bills or 150 pounds of pennies would obviously be significantly different.
Yes.
Well, yeah.
I'll take the hundreds, please. Okay, Josh, it's quiz time.
God. Yes, all right.
No hey. One likes you.
Oh, I don't care. I had a great weekend. Saw Eric Clapton. It was fantastic. By the way, Eric's next concert, I believe, is in Germany. And
good. When does your plane leave?
Yeah, you might want to get there early. Got to go through customs.
Get a good seat.
Just may go. It'd be worth it. He's not doing many more shows.
You just saw him.
No, he's
yours. Maybe the same show.
It won't be. It's never the same show. It's fantastic.
I think it is. Probably note for note. And if it doesn't go wrong, Mr. Clapton gives someone a severe tongue lashing, I'm guessing.
He didn't do his terrible version of the hand jive, did he?
How dare you?
Is that one of your favorites? Is it? I guarantee you skip over that one when you're listening to the greatest.
Okay, maybe that was during the heroin days. Okay, give the man a break. Okay,
nothing worse than Somewhere Over the Rainbow that we still argue about.
I love that version of that. By the way, Eric has a Christmas album coming out. I can't wait to hear it. It was a great concert, Madison Square Garden.
Cash grab.
By the way, at Madison Square Garden, obviously they have a lot of banners for the various. The New York Knicks banners from last century. And then they have...
the Rangers stuff?
Yeah, but they have... Billy Joel has one up there. I think it's, 101 shows or something? And it's pretty cool.
The Knicks banners, that was from 70?
I said the last century. I wasn't kidding.
Oh, all right. Okay. 1970?
Yeah, there's nothing that makes me happier than the Knicks not winning.
The Isles.
We have a lot to get here, but this is a quiz for you, Josh.
All right.
Now, I gave this to Christy. This is a... Because you're interested in grammar and language and that sort of thing.
Yeah, I like all that stuff.
Care about that stuff?
Yeah, I think it's fascinating.
Yeah, but this is kind of obscure. Christy, go ask him the
question. What's the name for the dot over the I and the J?
Oh, I don't know this.
You don't?
No, and I would love to know what this
I
is.
Thought
no,
sure
I would have gone
this.
With...
J dot.
I would have gone with just dot.
Dot. Me too. It's but a dot.
You know,
dot.
After I hear it, I might go, oh, yeah. But oh,
I, you dot an I and you dot a J.
It's a crinkle.
A crankle.
A crankle.
A crankle would be a good word for it, but it's not. The word is?
Tittle.
The tittle. I have heard that, yes.
I was so close.
The tittle.
Yeah.
So it's two T's, obviously.
Yeah, otherwise it would be title.
Or is it three T's?
Yeah.
Is
no, it it's T-I-T-T-L-E.
Yeah, tittle.
Isn't that a small?
Like little with a T, Tom.
Isn't that a small laugh?
Isn't there an itty-bitty committee for the...
Oh, that's a titter is a is
there's
a, like
a boob, yeah that's a small
like
laugh,
a
yeah.
chuckle
right
there's a tittle. Boob there's a big boob and then there's a small boob called a tittle
comes from the Latin titulus which means inscription or heading
titulus get back in
titulus
quit grabbing her and get back
titulus,
in the arena
give her back her brassiere
quick about it
titulus
come on
titulus. You and Nipolis get out of here
it's called no I've just lost it so that's called the tittle. That's fascinating.
That is, yeah.
A little fact you can that the water cooler today. Probably don't want to tell a woman that though.
No.
Hey, Dolores, you know what that's called?
Dolores,
a tittle. I'm calling HR. You bastard.
You know, Dolores, I read your recent report, and I gotta say, your Your tittles are very nice.
Good luck with that.
Again, these are things you don't want to do.
No.
At work today. But so that's the name of the dot over both the I and the J.
Correct.
Okay. So, but it wouldn't be weird. It would be, I guess, creepy to say, I'm not quite done. I've got to go cross some T's and tittle some I's.
I swear I'm saying that from now on.
Now, could it be used as a verb?
I don't know.
Well, you just kind of did tittle the I's.
I know. I just thought of that after it came out of my mouth.
I don't know.
You would, or do you dot an I with a tittle? We'll have to find out.
Maybe you tittle with
a
tittle.
I think you dot an I with a tittle. That's what it's called, right?
Or you.
This could be the worst conversation I've ever heard in my life.
You going to go tell someone? Are you going to be a tittle tattle tailor?
Huh?
Possibly.
Chick's a tittle tattle tailor.
Oh, my God.
Now it's turning into
a
Dr. Seuss grammar book. But I didn't know that. I'd never heard that.
Isn't there a YA tittle?
Yes.
Great. That's probably the most famous, one of the most famous photographs in the history of the NFL.
Yelberton?
Y.A. Tittle. You remember the picture, Christy? Tittle. He's on his knees and his blood pouring down his face.
Yeah, I remember seeing it because
he looks
you guys
like he's
brought
80.
It up and I looked it up. But
bald guys everywhere love the Y.A. Tittle.
Didn't mean to bother you.
I wasn't even, how long ago was that? I was a kid, I was alive.
We're trying to supply you with handy information if you're in a nerd fight.
Yeah.
Y-A.
Nerd fight.
Nerd fight. Grab the tittle.
Didn't that win I think I won a Pulitzer Prize, that photo, right?
So anyways, next time we're in a nerd fight.
Is that right?
What's the name of the dot over the?
The tittle.
The tittle.
Y.A. Tittle was 38 when he retired, but he looked like he was 60.
Yeah.
Man, you're not kidding.
No, but he was
38.
Wasn't he was early on the Real Close crop, right?
Yeah.
But his face never, I mean, he was a grizzled man.
Yeah, he was born in 26 and he retired in 64, so
yep.
38, right?
And when I was a little boy, I actually saw him play in person.
You did?
Yeah. I saw Mickey Mantle play. My dad saw Babe Ruth many times.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah, can you imagine? That's the coolest.
Yeah, man, oh man.
Nah.
It's pretty cool.
What do you mean, meh?
One day
what
your kids are going to be like,
you?
Christy, you saw
Paul McCartney.
Yeah.
I'm taking my youngest to see Paul McCartney, and she is so excited.
Yeah, my daughter saw her in Texas on Friday night.
Yeah, she said.
Saw Paul?
Yeah, Paul
she
McCartney.
Said, I can't believe in my lifetime I'll get to see the Rolling Stones and Paul McCartney play live. So for a 16-year-old, that's pretty cool for her to say.
Yeah, I'm going to go see him in, Lexington this summer.
You will take me and buy me a soft pretzel and a Sprite.
Fort Wayne.
I'll take you, but you have to drive.
Don't hit him Fine. Up. Don't hit him up for tickets. Come on.
Don't you go to Oakland?
I'm just hitting him up for a Sprite and a pretzel.
A couple weekends.
Okay.
You're going to have a Sprite and a pretzel at a Paul McCartney show?
Well, you said I was driving.
Mm. Oh, you're very responsible. I like that.
Well, if you're going to eat in the car, you have to take your car.
I'll eat at the concert.
You don't eat in your car?
You do everything.
You eat in your car.
I don't want him eating in my car. Standards.
We'll continue with our literary hunk with Banksy coming up.
And thank you for calling me a literary hunk.
You are a literary hunk.
Oh, please.
I appreciate that.
That would be... Are you suggesting that there's some kind of magazine that... for literary hunks?
Yes, wouldn't that be great? I want to read that.
As, handsome men who've read a book.
Yeah.
Hunk of crap.
You think, what would you want to wear for your cover shot, Josh, on literary hunks?
An ascot and a
pipe? Oh, I'd be wearing nothing, but I would have like an
ascot with
book.
Oh, yeah, just an ascot.
And a book.
And I would have like an Updike novel.
No, it'd be funny if you had Cliff Notes.
The suggestion being, Chick.
Yeah. You have a small wiener.
No.
We know
that he's a grower, not a shower.
We do know that?
How do we know that?
How do we know that?
Because he said that on the air two or three years ago.
No, he didn't.
No, I did.
He mentioned that.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
It was when I was getting waxed. They said, hey, by the way, I'm a
grower, not a shower.
If this towel were to come off, I'm a grower, not a shower.
That was before you were a full-time member of the show, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Remember those days?
Are we going to... Did you want to have that done again?
At some point, sure.
Oh, because we can get the girls in here to do that.
Yeah, yeah.
For those of you that aren't familiar with it. Ace, would you like to get waxed? It's free.
Simple yes
imagine
or no would suffice.
That most of your hair is, what do they say, high and tight? Okay, yeah, so.
This is really, really gone low, hasn't it? And now, welcome to Black Ass Wax with your host.
That sounds like some blaxploitation movie.
I want to know who the host is. You...
Don't let him continue.
Who's
with this.
Fallen on such hard times that they're hosting Black Ass Wax?
Byron Allen.
I think he's doing just fine.
Yeah, he owns the Weather Channel. He's all right.
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.
The United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
This is the show where we bring you in-depth interviews with U.S. soccer stars.
This time,
Sam Coffey.
The World Cup is in 2 years. Is it time yet? Like, can we get back into camp?
Tim Ream.
We're going to continue to show other countries we're not going to be pushed around.
And Jedi Robinson.
Every time you come back and you put the jersey on, it means more and more each time.
So we'll be back here with all the best stories.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast.
We've got a lot to talk about.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.